Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance, and today is Wednesday, the 24th of July, 2019. It is the 205th day of the year, 160 days remaining until the end of the year, 61 days until autumn begins, and 468 days until presidential elections. The sun will rise this morning at 6:07. The sun will set at 8:25 this afternoon. This evening, we'll have 14 hours, 18 minutes of daylight today. The first high tide was at 5:05, the only low tide of the day at 10:57 this morning. Solar noon will be at 1:16 and the final high tide at 5:59 this afternoon. The moon is currently 55.3% visible. A waning gibbous moon will have a new moon on Wednesday the 31st. Last quarter moon will be later today at 6:18. Today is Amelia Earhart Day. Today is Cousins Day, National Drive-Thru Day, National Tell an Old Joke Day, National Tequila Day, National Thermal Engineer Day, Pioneer Day. It's also Carnival of Owusu in Tunisia, Children's Day in Vanuatu, Pioneer Day in Utah, Police Day in Poland, Simon Bolivar Day in Ecuador, Venezuela, Colombia, and Bolivia, and Navy Day in Venezuela. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Simon Bolivar, with Alexander Dumas, Amelia Earhart, Zelda Fitzgerald, Beldo Abzug, Pat Oliphant, Gallagher, Linda Carter, Pam Tillis, Barry Bonds. On this day in history in 1701, Antoine de Mothe-Cadillac founds the trading post at Fort Pontchartrain, which later becomes the city of Detroit. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio and the community listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. A reminder that all San Francisco children and teens under the age of 18 are eligible for free lunch and snacks during the summer, regardless of income. Visit sfusd.edu and search for summer meals. So what do we do with ourselves now that school is out? Why not visit your local library? Here's what's going on today in San Francisco's public libraries. Today at 10 o'clock, there is an iPhone, iPad, easy peasy class going on at the main library in the Learning Studio, not the Leaning Studio, the Learning Studio on the fifth floor, downtown branch. Patient library staff will demonstrate easy ways to gain comfort and delight with your Apple iOS device. All levels are welcome. No iPhone or iPad is needed, but if you need one, feel free to bring it along. This is part of the Boulder Adults Tech Time classes geared for adults 50 years and beyond, like me. Learn more, learn to use current technology in fun and meaningful ways. It's part of the Wise Up program for learning and living well at any age. Activities for seniors and older adults. San Francisco Public Library offers free computer and technology classes. Learn anything from computer comfort to coding. Some fun stuff to do today in San Francisco's public libraries. Go to sfpl.org/summerstride. The Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up next here on 91.7 KALW. Time right now is 6:51. An hour of news from the BBC World Service at 2 o'clock today. Also more BBC news later this hour. Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Vance with a few local news stories. The San Francisco Police Department did not tell a judge that the man they were raiding was a journalist. The home, property, and office of freelance journalist Brian Carmody were raided by SFPD some weeks ago. Police were looking for evidence in the death of District Attorney Jeff Adachi. Newly unsealed documents reveal that in seeking court approval for the search, searching the man's cell phone records, San Francisco Police Department failed to tell the judge the man is a freelance journalist. California has a shield law protecting journalists from police searches. An affiliate of the National Rifle Association in California is asking a federal judge to block a new law requiring background checks for people buying ammunition. Voters have approved tightening California's already strict firearm laws back in 2016. The restrictions took effect this year, July 1st. The judge who's seeing the California Rifle and Pistol Association previously rejected the state's attempts to dismiss the lawsuit. Earlier this year, he also struck down a 20-year-old ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, and that triggered a week-long buying frenzy before he stopped sales while the state appeals his ruling. Insurance companies want PG&E to not go bankrupt. A group of insurers went to court yesterday to halt Pacific Gas and Electric from reorganizing. PG&E owes insurance companies more than $20 billion. Those insurance companies have a plan of their own to help wildfire victims and other PG&E creditors. Not only the insurers, but also PG&E bondholders want to reorganize the utility company. A federal bankruptcy judge will hear them today. PG&E is blamed for sparking some of California's worst wildfires in the last couple of years. More local news today at 4:04, the Cross Currents Morning Report later this hour, and a full half hour of Cross Currents later today at 5 o'clock. Here on 91.7 KALW.